Hi everyone, welcome to this 2017 special Viva Focus podcast. Viva, our Spanish and Latin American festival. This year, I would say, I don't know if my guests here with me would agree, one of the most ambitious festivals we've had. I have with me a range of people who are going to tell us a little tiny bit about each of the areas that the festival is focusing on. So I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Jessie. I'm the Viva Festival coordinator and film programmer.
Hi, I'm Nuria, in curatorial assistant at La Movida Exhibition.
I'm Anne-Louise, I'm programming the Viva Fiesta outdoor stage.
Hi, I'm Sam, I'm the resident assistant director in the theatre department.
Right, so we know who everybody is, we'll all come back to them all in due time. This is our 23rd edition of Viva. It's taking in a visual art exhibition, 5 theatre shows, 29 films from Spain and Latin America. We've got a range of talks, some really interesting Q&As. As ever, we've got language events for those people interested in learning and developing their language skills. This year, something new, we've got a fiesta stage, and we have a particular theme in 2017, and that is the transition to democracy in Spain in the late 70s and early 1980s. So there's plenty to get through, so let's start with Sam. Sam's, as he said, involved with the theatre. So Sam, could you just highlight a few things you'd pick out from this year's Viva?
Yeah, sure. I think probably the most exciting thing about the theatre part of Viva this year is it's very cross-art. Very, very cross-art, so it's ambitious in how much it's trying to pull together theatre element, dance elements, and film elements as well. And it's a real mix of theatre makers and scripted work. So on the kind of theatre makers side, there's Emma Frankland is coming back with Keir Cooper with her show Republica. So she was here last year with her version of Don Quixote. And so this time Republica is this kind of, it's got a flamenco dancer and a stripper, and it's this kind of anarchic exploration of the Spanish Civil War. That's on the main stage, which is really exciting. And then we have dancer and choreographer Sol Pico, who is coming, and she's doing her one woman show, which is called One Hit Wonders. And it's a kind of uses extracts from all her shows from the past 20 years, which is really exciting because she's really brilliant. And then there's a really cool show called Birdie by a company called Agrupación Señor Serrano. I think that's right. Is my pronunciation right on that? So this company, they use film elements, like live video elements, to do this, just this like amazing meditation on migration and humanity and the nature of travel and change. And they do a lot of work with having small models on the stage, which they then film with cameras, and it kind of gets live fed up. And it's all kind of cut together with Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. It's really brilliant. It's a really, really cool show. So that's going to be really exciting. And then on the other side of the kind of more scripted side of work, we've got two scratch performances by a Barcelona writer called Josep Maria Miró Corominas, who's a Barcelonian writer, who we're doing two texts by him, Smoke, which our artistic director Volta is directing, and then Archimedes Principle, which I'm directing. I can't speak too much on behalf of Smoke, but that's a play which is about being some couples in a hotel and with a civil war raging outside, and how the kind of macroscopic violence outside inflects on the microscopic relationships inside. And then Archimedes Principle is about a young swimming coach who is accused of inappropriately touching the children. So this is a writer who's really got this unflinching gaze on humanity and is really interested in group mentality, what happens when the kind of violence that lurks within individuals finds expression and resolution in mobs and groups. And we're doing scratch performances, which means that we've got 2 weeks, roughly, to rehearse the shows, but it'll be kind of script in hand, and it'll be kind of a bit rough and ready, which I think is really exciting. It gives us lots of opportunities to be a bit more dynamic and experimental with how we present the texts. And then Volta is going to... We've got Josep coming over, which is really exciting, and Volta is going to be doing a Q&A conversation about Barcelona theatre and Spanish theatre in general with him as part of those two shows.
Well, that sounds really interesting. There's some really exciting sounding work there. I, for one, will be stretching my legs out of the cinema where I'm usually to be found, and will visit the theatre as well. As I said before, we've also got this focus on the transition to democracy in Spain. And inspired by that, in the galleries, we've got an exhibition that really takes its starting point from La Movida, a movement within Spain in the 1970s and early 80s. Nuria, you have been working around this area and with the exhibition. Can you just draw out some highlights from that?
Yeah, of course. So the visual art team are preparing this art exhibition in the gallery space. So they will be 16 international artists that respond to the movement of La Movida. La Movida was a cultural movement that happened in Spain in the 80s after Franco's dictatorship. And during these years, the young generation experimented a brutal freedom, LGBT rights and social change that drove the perfect context for experimentation and production of art and film and music as well. So the art exhibition is focusing on that, and the 16 international artists that participate in the exhibition are responding to that freedom, excess, clubbing, drugs, LGBT rights, etc., and also reflects on the conservative wave and nationalism that is turning back nowadays. So this is all the themes that the exhibition is about. And then the exhibition is formed by 16 international artists who are early and mid-career artists as well as established. So from Derek Jarman, Bruce LaBruce, Linda Sterling, to Spanish as well, Alejandría Cinque, and also Clara Cassien, so more established and more early career artists responding to that. Also, I think it's important to highlight that the 13th of April is the opening night of the gallery event. We're going to have three performances at the event, two in the gallery space by John Giuseppe and also Ori Tashri, and then one performance at 9 p.m. in the Theatre 2 called After by the Spanish performer Alejandría Cinque. And it's going to be really exciting because we have these three performances coming along with in the gallery space and also in the theatre too, and also we will have DJs and a big party in the outside of the gallery space, and we hope to carry on partying after home closes.
Again, really interesting. So theatre, art, it's building up, there's so much to do. Now, I'm mostly involved with the film part of Viva, along with Jesse. The film bit is probably the most established, and this year we've got 29 films from 10 countries, 15 UK premieres, 6 Q&As, 6 introductions, and we've got a range of work, some that link to the theme of this year's Viva, the transition, and some that are just representative of the best new work. Jesse, could you pick out a couple of highlights to start with?
Just one point. Unfortunately, we've got 5.
What? You mean I've got it wrong? Me, again?
5, not 6 Q&As. Just sadly, at the last minute, the opening night film guests have had to cancel. But what we have done for the opening night film, which is Cien Años de Perdón, which is a really exciting thriller with political elements set in Valencia. We've managed to programme at the very last minute a short film to go along with it from Madrid called Nini. So if you come along on the opening night on the 31st, you will still get something extra special. So some other things to mention as well. So yeah, we've got our 5 Q&As, starting off with Pasaje de Vida. And we have the Argentinian director coming over from Buenos Aires. He's actually just arrived in the country this week, which is going to be really nice Q&A with him, I think, on the Sunday night, which is also a thriller sort of set in Spain, contemporary Spain, but also in 70s Argentina, just at the point where the political struggle was turning kind of violent. And it's really interesting. Look at the two time periods and two countries there. We've also got two really nice comedies from Spain with Q&As, La Puerta Abierta and María y los Demás. La Puerta Abierta, The Open Door, is more of a sort of black comedy, let's say. And the main characters in it are prostitutes with all sorts of issues that you might imagine go along with that. But it actually is a very sweet film with a very kind of sweet ending as well. I think it will leave everyone feeling pretty happy. And María y los Demás is just pure, excellent comedy, really good fun. I saw that in San Sebastian when I was there last year, and everyone in the audience is in stitches. I think that's going to be a really fun performance to watch. And the director, it's her first film, so it'd be really nice if everyone can be there to welcome her to Manchester.
And one of the things, Jesse, that you've developed as part of the film programme this year is a kind of focus on contemporary women filmmakers, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, the director of María y los Demás, Nelly Reguera, is also here to participate in a panel discussion on female Spanish filmmakers. So we've got Nelly, we've also got Carmen Herrero from Manchester Metropolitan University, we've got Abby Loxham from University of Manchester, along with Mariela Artiles, who used to programme Viva short films, and she's from Candela Films in Madrid. So they'll all be here to discuss Spanish filmmaking for women.
And then alongside that, we've also got a small programme of films from the late 70s and early 80s, films by established filmmakers who'd been working since the 50s in more oppositional filmmaking, like Juan Antonio Bardem, 7 Days in January, which we've already mentioned, which is a really interesting political film based around a fascist hit squad that attacked the offices of some left-wing lawyers in Madrid in 1977. Alongside that, we've got some work by Eloy de la Iglesia, who for me is one of the most important directors of that period, and his kind of social left-wing melodramas. We've got The Deputy and one of his juvenile delinquent films, El Pico, and they are quite rarely screened, so we're really pleased to have those. And then to go alongside La Movida exhibition, we've got Almodóvar's first film, Pepe, Lucy Bomb and Other Girls on the Heap, and we've got what I think to be perhaps the most emblematic of the La Movida films, Arrabato. So there's something there for everyone, I think, in terms of both that historical perspective of the theme, but also, as Jesse said, some really exciting new filmmakers, particularly women filmmakers. You've also, I think, Jesse, as usual, got some kind of language things around the film programme.
Yeah, we've got our Café Cervantes, which has been a really good part of the festival for many years now. So if you have some level of Spanish, all levels are welcome, more or less. If you can kind of express your opinion on a few films or anything you want really in Spanish and come along, it's free. So that is on Sunday the 9th. But we also have for the first time a Basque language event. We don't expect you to have any previous knowledge of Basque for this one, so it's really a complete beginner's thing. And it's on Sase the 8th, which is in between two events with Basque filmmakers. So they will be also joining us for the language events and helping out all the participants. So it should be really fun.
For those who want to know a little bit more about film during the transition, blowing my own trumpet, we've said about Carmen Herrero's doing the panel with the women filmmakers. I'm also joining her to do an hour introduction to film during the transition period. And if you wanted even more detail, we've got the excellent Professor Rob Stone from Birmingham University giving a public lecture around the same theme as well. So across the film programme, there's plenty to get your teeth into. But, as I said earlier, for the first time ever, we've got a series of supporting events, the Fiesta. And can we hear, Ana-Luisa, a little bit more about that, perhaps?
Yeah, the Fiesta stage is a special festival tent outside on Tony Wilson Place. And it's going to be open for the duration of the festival. And I've programmed loads of activities and performances for the 3 weekends that span the duration of the festival. So it's going to be a real lively hub of activity. You can go in and enjoy a beer from the Palex Bar, which provide really lovely craft Spanish beers. And then for all of the weekends, the programme, we've got a stellar lineup of local, national, international artists. We've got everything from street art to salsa, from flamenco to queer cabaret. Kicking off on the opening night, we have a really amazing Spanish band called Rural Zombies, which will definitely get things going with a bang. Some of our highlights include a queer review cabaret takeover. So that sees the Wild quarterly LGBT cabaret event from Band on the Wall come and creatively respond to the Viva Festival. We also have a traffic rave over. So to run alongside the La Movida launch, Manchester record label Traffic will be creating a psychedelic rave in our tent. So celebrating all things hedonistic and free. We also have Manchester collective Honeyfeet, who are going to come and take over the stage for a whole evening, performing in their various formations, solos, duos and trios, and then summing up with the whole collective performing on stage. That will definitely be a very festival atmosphere. So like I say, yeah, there's loads of things to join in and like loads of salsa classes to take part in, all levels welcome. Just come along and see what you fancy taking part in.
Okay, so I'm sure you'll all agree that there's an amazing amount of stuff going on this year at Viva, from the Fiesta stages, all of the things going on in the building, through the theatre, the gallery spaces, and of course in the cinemas. Viva's running from the 31st of March to the 17th of April. We've only given you the tip of the iceberg. All the details can be found on the website homemcr.org, and you can follow at #Viva2017. And all it leaves for me, Andy Willis, is to say, hasta pronto.